What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lions Den Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas. We're here, we talk about real shit. And this morning, it's fucking freezing, man. It's like 50. And we got done hitting a back workout this morning. It's still morning. But I want to talk about a lot of things, but let's cover the main thing of going against your own word and going against your own mind and how that can really make a big impact on you. So Sunday, you all know I have a very strict diet, but I like it. I like to be strict on my diet, and here's why. Whenever we keep our basic needs at bay, we can only really focus on what's important, right? Example, if you're really, 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 really hungry, like, you can't really focus on anything else but getting some food, right? Right. But when you're stuffed and you're just like after a fat meal, think about it. All you want to do is kind of just chill. Maybe you eating some meals. Now you want to go watch some TV or relax or just lay back. Maybe have some sex or smoke some weed or, you know, just like vibe and chill, you know? So see what I'm saying? So whenever you're full, you're stuffed, you're going to always want to do something that's more pleasurable. You're not going to want to do hard things. Nobody wants to smash a killer workout after stuffing their face, you know? And so I keep my food at bay because it keeps me focused. It keeps me at a stage of, like, hunting, you know? And I'm sharper and everything. That's why I like to keep myself hungry. Now, come Sunday, today is Tuesday, I woke up that morning and I'm like, yo, do not have cereal today, because I had a little bit of cereal the night before and kind of messed my stomach up. I'm like, stop, Alex, no more cereal. And Sunday, I went against my word, and I had more cereal. Now, you might be thinking, Alex, it's just cereal, chill. It's not about that. I told myself at the beginning of the morning, do not have cereal today. And I went against my word to myself, which is more important than anything. And so I felt it. I felt it in the back of my mind. And I went into yesterday, I ate a whole box yesterday, not yesterday, but like the day before, I finished half the box. And so I had another box. I'm like, yo, I'm not touching that. It's fucking, let's get out there. Do not touch that today, which is Monday, yesterday. And guess what my ass did? I touched it. I touched it and I ate like almost half the entire box. And I had a very off day yesterday. Like, I did a lot of great things yesterday, if I look at it from hindsight, but again, went against my word, and I just felt like shit the entire day. I felt like shit. I felt like I committed a crime. And it wasn't until I heard my mentor, and he's the one that's taught me a lot about my alignment and things like that, where it's like, when you get yourself in such powerful core beliefs, and you're in alignment with your purpose, and you're really just really in alignment with your life and your thoughts and your actions, right? Anytime you go against them, you're going to feel like you just did a line of coke. You're going to feel like you just did like drugs. Like, you went against something you truly believe. And when you do that, you're going to feel like shit. And that's exactly how I felt. Like, I didn't realize how aligned I am with who I've become this year. That just going against those thoughts put my day to shit. And I haven't felt like that in a while, because I've been very congruent with my words and my actions. And so it taught me that once you're really start building these core beliefs, and this is what I really recommend for you, it's like building those core beliefs of like, I am a person who doesn't eat junk food, I'm a person who doesn't drink, I'm a person who doesn't talk shit, I'm the person who hits the gym. Like, ultimately, these core beliefs that you have, that you program yourself, and that's ultimately what I train people with. It's like, yo, we have to start working on your core beliefs. So then you have an identity switch. Okay, this topic is going definitely somewhere else. I didn't think I was going to go. But there's this really good book, Atomic Habits. I don't know if I've talked about it before, but Atomic Habits, and talks about your identity and how you can, it's all about constructing your identity with your habits. So let me explain this to you real quick. If you want to stop smoking, there's two types of people, okay? There's the person who wants to stop smoking, and there's the person that doesn't smoke. If you have two people in front of you and you offer the person who doesn't smoke cigarettes, right, obviously, they'll say, no, I don't smoke, right? Now, if you offer the person who's trying to quit, what they'll say is, oh, no, I'm trying to quit. You see, those two have two different identities. The first person is not a smoker. does not identify as a smoker. The other one identifies as a smoker, but they're trying to quit. The first one will not smoke. The second one might smoke. And so formulating those identities, and that first chapter, those two chapters, the second chapter changed my life. Because for me, I've always been a bodybuilder. I always looked at myself as a bodybuilder. And so when it came to business, I never liked sales because I kind of told myself, I'm not a salesman. I'm not really a salesman. Like, I'm a great trainer and I'm a bodybuilder. But in business in general, you have to do sales and you have to like help people because sales is just building relationships. And so I had to make a big switch. But the only way for you to switch your identity is to build habits that prove to your subconscious mind that you are actually that person. And so I started thinking, what does a salesman do? Well, a salesman talks to people every single day. And so I put myself out to do like 50 outreaches. So every day I would talk to 50 new people. Every day, 50 new people, 50 new people. And before I knew it, within like 2 weeks, like my business started growing way more. I started feeling more confident speaking to people. I started like identifying as like, wait, I'm not just a bodybuilder or trainer. I'm a coach and I'm a business owner. Like that quick, because my habits were proving to my subconscious mind, oh wait, we are like a business owner. We are a salesman. Like we're talking to 50 new people every single day. That's 100 people in 2 days. You know, it might not seem like a lot, but in the beginning, that's how it is. You start off small. You know, if you look at it like a door-to-door salesman, they'll knock on like 80 doors a day. You know, they'll work like 7-8 hours fucking talking to people. But me slowly getting into it, you know. But it made a huge difference in my life because I started proving to my subconscious mind that, hey, I am a business owner. I do build relationships. And because of that, I started building relationships. It became easier. See, I at first was trying to do the same thing, but I would leave it to the end of the day. And this is where this is the golden nugget of this. If you're trying to go to the gym and you keep leaving it at the end of the day, it's 10 times harder to go to the gym if you're not used to going to the gym, if you're not someone that goes to the gym, but you want to become a person that goes to the gym, right? So what I ended up doing is that I would make it one of the first things that I would do in the beginning of my day. So I would make it like, I would send out these 50 messages within like 5 hours or 3 or 5 hours of waking up. And so because you have the most willpower in the morning. You have the most willpower. Whenever you put everything off towards the end that you want to improve on, it will always be 10 times harder. So anything you want to improve on and the identity that you want to switch and make real and new to you, start proving to your mind, your subconscious mind, that that is who you are. And you do that by building habits around that. And it can be as small as like, I will work out in the morning or I'll do 10 push-ups in the morning. If it's fitness, it's literally, let me wake up and I'll do 10 push-ups. I'll do 10 squats. Like I work out, you know? So to take away with this talk, long story short, practice what you want to become, even if it's small steps, and do it in the morning. Love you.